Chapter 26. Now after the disease was over, the Lord said to Moses and Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, let all the children of Israel be numbered, by the names of their fathers' families, all those of 20 years old and over who are able to go to war in Israel. So Moses and Eleazar the priest gave them the order in the lowlands of Moab by Jordan at Jericho, saying, let all the people of 20 years old and over be numbered, as the Lord has given orders to Moses and the children of Israel who have come out of Egypt. Reuben, the first son of Israel, the sons of Reuben by their families, of Hanok, the family of the Hanochites, of Palu, the family of the Palaites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites. Their number was 43,730. And the sons of Palu, Eliab and the sons of Eliab, Nemuel and Dathan and Abiram. These are the same Dathan and Abiram who had a place in the meeting of the people, who together with Korah made an outcry against Moses and Aaron and against the Lord, and they went down into the open mouth of the earth, together with Korah, when death overtook him and all his band, at the time when 250 men were burned in the fire, and they became a sign. But death did not overtake the sons of Korah. The sons of Simeon by their families, of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The sons of Gad by their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggi, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, the family of the Shunites, of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Arad, the family of the Aradites, of Areli, the family of the Arelites. These are the families of the sons of Gad as they were numbered, 40,500. The sons of Judah, Onan had come to their death in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah by their families were, of Shelah, the family of the Shelahites, of Perez, the family of the Perizzites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. And the sons of Perez were, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah as they were numbered, 76,500. The sons of Issachar by their families, of Tola, the family of the Tilates, of Puva, the family of the Punites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar, as they were numbered, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun by their families, of Sid, the family of the Seredites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jaleel, the family of the Jaleelites. These are the families of the Zebulunites as they were numbered, 60,500. The sons of Joseph by their families, Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites, and Machir was the father of Gilead, of Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Ezer, the family of the Ezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites, and of Azrael, the family of the Azraelites, and of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, and of Shemida, the family of the Shemidites, and of Hepher, the family of the Hepherites. And Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, had no sons, but only daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahlah, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh, and those who were numbered of them were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim by their families, of Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelahites, of Becher, the family of the Becherites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. And these are the sons of Shuthelah, of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. These are the families of Ephraim as they were numbered, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph by their families, the sons of Benjamin by their families, of Bela, the family of the Belites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites, of Shephupim, the family of the Shuppimites, and of Huppim, the family of the Huppimites. And the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, of Ard, the family of the Ardites, of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin by their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan by their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan by their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, as they were numbered, were 64,400. The sons of Asher by their families, of Imnah, the family of the Imnites, of Ishvi, the family of the Ishvites, of Be'er, the family of the Bereites, of the sons of Be'er, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malkiel, the family of the Malkielites, and the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher as they were numbered, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali by their families, of Jezeel, the family of the Jezeelites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shillim, the family of the Shillimites. These are the families of Naphtali by their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,400. Those who were numbered of the children of Israel were 601,730. And the Lord said to Moses, "Let there be a division of the land among these, for their heritage, in relation to the number of names. To those families who are more in number, give a greater heritage, to those who are less in number, a smaller part. To everyone let the heritage be given in relation to the number in his family. But let the distribution of the land be made by the decision of the Lord, by the names of the tribes of their fathers let their heritage be given them. As it is ordered by the decision of the Lord, let distribution be made between those who are more in number and those who are less." These were those of the Levites who were numbered by their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of Levi, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahlites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Karaites. And Kohath was the father of Amram. Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom he had in Egypt. By Amram she had Moses and Aaron and their sister Miriam. Aaron's sons were Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar. Death overtook Nadab and Abihu when they made an offering of strange fire before the Lord. Of these, 23,000 males, from 1 month old and over, were numbered. They were not numbered with the rest of the children of Israel, for they had no heritage among the children of Israel. All these were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest when the children of Israel were numbered in the lowlands of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. But among all these was not one of those numbered by Moses and Aaron the priest when the children of Israel were numbered in the waste land of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, "Death will certainly overtake them in the waste land." And of them all, only Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun, were still living.